Good morning.
Although
it is raining outside,
虽然外面在下雨,
I trust that after the table meeting, there is sunshine in our spirit.
但我相信在饼杯聚会之后，我们心里面好像有阳光一样。
This morning, we'd like to turn to two verses.
我们早晨想要来读两处的经文。
You know, Brother Spurgeon, when he spoke, he only referred to one verse.
当史柏科弟兄他
no, 斯布森
哦，斯布森弟兄在分享的时候，他有提到其中一节经文。
No, 他只用一节圣经。
他只用一节圣经。
I'm not there yet.
我还没有到那个地步。
I'm going to use two verses.
所以我们会来提两处的圣经。
Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
以斯帖记四章十四节。
Esther chapter 4, verse 14.
以斯帖记四章十四节。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not obtained royalty for such a time as this?
此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现在的机会吗？
Verse 16、
第十六节。
Go assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or dayI and my maidens also will fast in the same way. And thus I will go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish.
第十六节，你当去招聚苏珊城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝。我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我违例进去见王，我若死就死吧。
Father, we thank you this morning. We have such a privilege, a glorious opportunity to come around your table.
天父，我们感谢你，我们有这样的特权可以来到你饼杯的面前。
Then we witness how you have paid the price for all of us.
我们来见证你为我们的拯救付上如此重的代价。
As we come before these two verses,
当我们来读到这两处经文的时候，
As we come to how you have used this person Esther in history for your own people，
当我们来看见你用以斯帖为着你的子民的时候，
When she said if she perish, she perish，
她可以说我若死就死吧。
We pray the Holy Spirit will allow us to see how precious it isfor her to take that step.
让圣灵开启我们，说我们看见她能够迈出这样的一步是何等的宝贵。
So that we can take that step ourselves today.
让我们今天也可以迈出那样的一步。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.
If we read the writings of God's spiritual people from various times throughout history,
若我们来读历世历代圣徒他们所写的这些著作，
We find many of them felt their era was the hardest, the darkest, and most spiritual challenging.
我们看见说这些属灵的人，他们都感觉自己的那个时代是最艰难、最黑暗、充满挑战的。
Often they believe that Jesus was about to come.
他们常常都有这样的一个负担，他们觉得主真的要快来了。
It seems that believers in every age, going back to the apostles, have felt this way.
就感觉说信徒们一直追溯到像使徒那一代，他们一直都有这样的负担。
Do we also feel that our challenges today are the most significant and difficult?
我们也感觉我们今天所面临的挑战是最艰难的、最有挑战性的吗？
It's actually very natural.
其实这是一个很自然的感觉。
And it is also true.
也是真实的。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经是这样说的，
Satan is filled with great anger.
因为魔鬼他有充满了愤怒。
Knowing his time is short.
知道他魔鬼知道自己的时候已经不多了。
As we get closer to the end of age.
当我们越来越靠近末世的时候。
And the devil knew his time is short.
魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了。
Therefore, he will intensify his efforts, trying to make the most of his time.
所以他魔鬼就来使他的逼迫越来越大，能够充分利用他剩下不多的时间。
So this, as we draw near to the end of age,
当我们来越来越靠近末世的时候
，the darkness and challenges will only increase.
这个黑暗和挑战只会越来越加增。
All these critical times in the past history has two characters.
在历史当中，这些关键的时候都有两个特质。
First, they are marked by an intense and unique rise in evil.
首先，它就是这些属于恶事就会越来越加增。
God's work almost seemed lost.
好像神的工作就要失败一样。
And the force of evil appears to be on the verge of winning.
像魔鬼的这个势力好像就要得胜一般。
We're almost there. We're almost there, so close.
我们好像马上就要进入那样的一个时候。
But we thank the Lord, we have a little bit more time right now.
但是我们感谢主，我们现在还有一点点的时间。
But still very close.
但我们真的很靠近了。
Second, there is an intense hatred against anything that represents the testimony of the Lord.
而第二个特质就是对关于神在地上的见证这样的事情就会 越来越多人会憎恶这样的见证。
So in such situations, we must depend entirely on the Lord, or we will face defeat.
在这样的环境当中，我们要不就是完全的来依靠神，不然的话我们就是要面对失败。
This was true in Esther's time.
这也是以斯帖那个时代所
经历的。It has been true throughout the biblical history and even beyond.
这样的真理是延续了整个圣经的历史，以至于也之后的历史也同样。
And we're facing the same challenges even in the United States.
我们在美国也经历同样的挑战。
God's people can no longer settle for just a superficial knowledge of Him.
神的子民不能只停留在对神表面的这个认识里面。
We need to have a deeper knowledge.
我们需要有那更深的认识。
Because it is truly a time of life and death.
因为这是一个生死攸关的时候。
Our challenges in our time bear striking similarity to that of Esther's.
我们现在所处的时代与以斯帖所经历的时代有着惊人的相似。
In fact, Old Testament history provides an excellent opportunity for us to learn how to face these challenges today.
而旧约的历史给我们这样一个宝贝的机会，让我们能够学习我们如何面对我们今天所经历的挑战。
Some of us have been studying the Old Testament history for the past 2 years.
我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹已经在过去两年在查考旧约的历史。
We started from book of Joshua, and now we are in the book of Esther.
我们从约书亚记开始，我们现在已经来到了以斯帖记。
Although Esther is placed at the end, but Esther was not the last book chronologically.
虽然以斯帖记它是被放在历史书的最后一本，但按照时间顺序来说，以斯帖记所发生的不是最后发生的事。
The events in Esther occur between the chapter 6 and chapter 7 of Ezra.
而在以斯帖记中所记载的事情其实是在以斯拉记的第六章和第七章之间所发生的。
In chapter 6, Zerubbabel completed the building of the temple.
在以斯拉记第六章的时候，所罗巴伯他就恢复了重建了圣殿。
And 60 years later, Ezra returned to restore temple service.
而60年之后，以斯拉他就回到了耶路撒冷来恢复圣殿里的敬拜。
An event in Esther occurred during this 60 years.
而在以斯帖记中所发生的这个事情就是在这60年当中发生的。
Esther's story It's not about the remnant who were in Jerusalem.
以斯帖的故事不是关乎于那些在耶路撒冷的余民。
It is about those who chose to remain in Persia.
而是关乎那些选择留在波斯的那些以色列人。
The Holy Spirit placed the Esther at the end of the historical books for a reason.
圣灵把以斯帖记放在历史书的最后一本是有原因的。
Because this book provides a key to unlocking the meaning of entire Old Testament history.
因为以斯帖记给我们一把钥匙，让我们能够来开启旧约历史当中的这些属灵的意义。
If we can truly learn the lesson from Esther,
若我们真的能够来学习以斯帖中的功课，
we will learn how we can overcome the challenges of our times.
我们也可以来学习到我们如何来面对我们现今所经历的挑战。
That's the reason Esther was placed in the end.
所以以斯帖记就被放在了历史书的最后一本。
Because it is a summarization of the entire Old Testament history.
因为它好像就是对于旧约历史一整个的总结。
So this morning we will use the story of Esther, but only a portion of it.
我们今天会来读到以斯帖记当中的一部分。
To learn the three very important lessons we must learn.
来学习三个很重要的功课。
Number one.
第一点。
The central spiritual battle throughout Old Testament history.
第一点是关于贯穿旧约整个历史的一场属灵征战。
Brother and sister, we read many, many battles from Joshua to Nehemiah.
我们从约书亚记一直到尼希米记，我们读到了很多的征战。
But there is one central spiritual battle throughout the whole Old Testament history.
但是有一场中心的征战，它是贯穿整个旧约历史的。
And that central battle lasts all the way until today.
而这场征战直到如今还在持续。
And you and I are right in the middle of this battle.
你和我，我们也在这场征战当中。
Therefore, you and I have to know what is this battle for.
所以我们要知道说这场征战为着的是什么呢？
In Esther, we see clearly what is that central spiritual battle.
在以斯帖记中，我们就看见这场征战是为着什么。
Secondly,
第二点。
Greatest obstacle to victory in this battle.
我们来看这场征战得胜，是最大的阻拦是什么？
There is one resistance. There is one potential problem.
有一个阻挡，有一个问题。
Prevent us obtaining the victory.
使我们不能够来经历这个得胜。
And this obstacle can be found throughout the Old Testament history.
而这个阻拦在整个旧约历史当中都是显而易见的。
Doesn't matter you read Joshua or 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel, 1 King or 2 King. Throughout the history, the single most important obstacle.
不管你是在读约书亚记，还是在读撒母耳记上，还有下，还有列王记，你都能看见。
Finally, God's way of releasing the power we need to overcome.
而最后一点是关于神他如何释放他的能，他释放能力使我们得胜的这个方式。
This is what Old Testament history is for.
这是旧约历史的目的。
This is why we are reading history book.
这是为什么我们要来读历史的书信。
We want to understand the most important central battle.
我们要来认识这个中心的征战。
And we have to understand the biggest obstacle.
我们要来认识到这最大的阻拦是什么。
And how God's way to help us to overcome.
而神如何能够帮助我们得胜。
So let's focus on the first one. What is the single most critical spiritual battle today?
所以现在让我们来看第一点，关于这个贯穿旧约历史的属灵征战。
During Esther's time, the temple was completed.
在以斯帖记的时代，那个圣殿已经被重建了。
But the city was without a wall.
哦，这个耶路撒冷城已经被重建，但是是没有城墙的。
So that is the spiritual condition at the time, a city without a wall.
这是当时那些人的属灵的光景，就像一个城市没有城墙一样。
Therefore, the people lived in Jerusalem live in distress.
因此，活在耶路撒冷城生活的人，他们是在非常荒凉的光景当中。
The wall is broken down.
这个城墙被毁了。
And the gates are burned with fire.
城门也被烧了。
So we can say that the battle at the time is the battle for the wall of Jerusalem.
所以当时候的征战乃是关乎于耶路撒冷城城墙的征战。
Then you may ask, how I cannot see the connection between Esther and the wall.
但你可能会问说，我看不见就是以斯帖记和这个城墙之间的关系。
There was no mention. There's no mentioning of the wall in Esther.
在以斯帖记中没有记载耶路撒冷的城墙。
So、Esther only mentioned the potential annihilation of the Jews.
但以斯帖记中记载了这个犹大人他们可能差一点就遭遇了灭绝。
If the Jews were to lose the battle in Esther.
如果犹大人他们在以斯帖记中这场征战他们输了的话
，Then all the Jews in the entire Persian Empire, including remnant in Jerusalem, will be annihilated.
如果他们输了那场征战，在波斯帝国的所有犹大人，包括那些在耶路撒冷城的渔民，他们都会被灭绝。
There will be no one left to build the wall of Jerusalem if they.Succeed in Esther.
如果在以斯帖记里面的那个阴谋成功了的话，就没有存活的犹大人可以来重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
So therefore, the battle in Esther is the battle for the wall of Jerusalem.
所以以斯帖记中所记载的这个征战乃是关乎于耶路撒冷的城墙。
So if we want to fight this battle, then we must know what we are fighting for.
如果我们要来征战的话，我们要知道我们征战为的是什么。
No, there is a verse in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
在马太福音二十四章十四节有讲到。
It tells us exactly what we are fighting for.
他这一节就告诉我们，我们今天所征战的是为着什么。
He says the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world.For a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这里讲到，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
This verse is often seen as a motivation for mission work.
这一节常常被用作来鼓励大家要去传道。
Rightly so.
也正是如此的。
However, there is a much deeper meaning in this verse.
但对于这一节有更深的一个意义。
There are two key words in this verse 14.
在十四节里面有两个关键词。
The first one is testimony.
第一个是见证。
The second one, gospel.
第二个就是福音。
Testimony means evidence or proof.
见证讲到就是那个证据或证明。
When you provide a testimony, you provide a evidence for the truth.
当你要去做见证的时候，你要为你所说的话，你要提供证据。
It's not about stating the fact.
这不仅是来陈述一个事实。
It is about showing evidence of a proclaimed truth.
你要来为你所说的这个见证来提供证据。
We are charged to provide evidence of the truth we believe.
我们被呼召，我们是要来为我们所认识的这个真理来提供证据的。
We're not charged to tell people the facts.
我们不只是来告诉别人这个一些事实而已。
We're charged to provide the evidence of the truth.
我们被呼召，我们是要来提供证据，为我们所信的来提供证据。
There is a big difference between the two.
这两点之间是有很大的不一样的。
Are we providing the evidence of the truth?
我们有为真理来提供证据吗？
Gospel means good news.
而这个福音就讲到好消息。
The good news we proclaim is simply Jesus is Lord.
我们所传的这个好消息其实就很简单，就是耶稣他是主。
So if we put testimony and gospel together,
当我们把见证和福音放到一起的时候，
our testimony should provide evidence of the truth that Jesus is Lord.
我们的见证应该来提供耶稣是主的证据。
Brothers and sisters, every day we live a life on this earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每天在这个地上的生活。
Does our life provide evidence to the truth that Jesus is Lord?
我们每天的生活有为提供耶稣是主这样的证据吗？
Jesus is saying in Matthew 24:14.
耶稣在马太福音24:14节讲到。
Before he returns and takes his rightful place as the ruler of the world.
在他再来之前，他成为这个世界的王之前。
There must be evidence in every nation.
在各处各国都要有这样的一个证据。
And this evidence must demonstrate that he is the Lord.
这个证据乃是能够证明他是主。
This testimony isn't about stating the truth.
这个见证不是只是陈述一个事实。
It's about setting forth the evidence.
而是来提供这样的证据。
Much like tabernacle in the wilderness.
就好像在那个旷野的会幕一样。
Tabernacle was the evidence of a truth.
因为这个会幕乃是一个真理的见证，一个证据。
The force of darkness are not overly concerned about the doctrine and truth being proclaimed.
黑暗的这个权势，它不太在乎于这些教条或者是我们口中所传扬的这些真理。
But they will do everything in their power to destroy any visible evidence of Christ's lordship on earth.
但这个黑暗的权势却要想方设法的来毁灭基督他在地上做主做王的证据。
Brothers and sisters, the question, who is Lord, is the central spiritual battle.
弟兄姊妹们，这个问题就是谁是主，这是我们在这场属灵征战里面一个主要的问题。
And we are part of, we are in this battle, every single day.
我们每天都在这样的一场征战当中。
You may wonder, why am I in this battle?
你可能会问，为什么我在这样的征战里面呢？
Brothers and sisters, maybe on your way home.
弟兄姊妹们，你今天回家的路上。
Or tonight at your home.
今天晚上你在家的时候。
Or tomorrow in your workplace or in school.
当明天你要在上班在上学的时候，
you will face some challenges.
你会面对一些挑战的。
As you face the challenge, I don't know what that is.
当你面对这些挑战的时候，
you need to ask yourself a question.
你要问你自己一个问题。
Who is the Lord?
谁是我的主？
On this matter, on this challenges, I face who is the Lord?
我所面对的这个挑战里面，谁是主呢？
If your answer is Jesus is Lord,
如果你的答案是耶稣是主，
then you know what to do.
你会知道如何去面对这样的挑战。
If your answer is not Jesus is Lord,
但如果你的回答不是耶稣是主的话，
you will do other things.
你会有别样的选择和应对。
This is how we provide evidence.
这是我们如何能够来提供证据。
We have opportunity every single day to provide evidence that Jesus is Lord in my life.
我们每天的生活都有机会来为耶稣是主来提供证据。
Are we providing that evidence today?
我们是否今天有来提供那样的证据呢？
And this is the battle throughout Old Testament history.
而这就是贯穿旧约历史的一场属灵征战。
You can read from Joshua to Nehemiah.
你可以从约书亚记一直读到尼希米记。
You can look at all the battles.
你可以来研究每一场征战。
In every battle is this battle, who is Lord?
在每一场征战里面都有这样的一个问题，谁是主？
Remember that spiritual battle at Mount Carmel.
你记得在那个加密山上的那一场属灵征战吗？
Elijah said to the people.
以利亚向神的子民说，
If Jehovah is Lord, follow him.
若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华。
But if Baal is Lord, follow Baal.
若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
This is the same question presented to us every single day.
这个问题同样的也是我们每天所面临的问题。
If Jesus is Lord, follow him.
如果耶稣是主，就当顺从耶稣。
If Jesus is not your Lord, then you do whatever you want.
如果耶稣不是你的主，你就按着你自己的心意去行。
By doing so, we are providing evidence every single day.
我们做这样的选择，我们就是每天来提供证据。
We cannot hesitate between the two.
我们不能在这两者之间心迟二意。
Brothers and sisters, we have been wavering between the two for so long.
我们在这两者之间心迟二意已经太久了。
But now we're in this critical time.
但我们现在在这样关键的时候。
Not much time for us to keep wavering.
这剩下的时间不够我们不能使不足够我们可以心迟二意了。
We need to like the people of Israel during the time of Elijah.
我们要从这个以色列民他们在以利亚的那个时代当中，我们要来有所学习。
They fell from their faces.
他们就俯伏在地。
They declare, Jehovah is Lord. Jehovah is Lord.
他们来宣告说耶和华是主，耶和华是主。
When the sister, the central spiritual battle.Of the age is the testimony of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天所面临的这场中心的属灵的征战，乃是关乎于耶稣的见证。
And we are charged to provide the evidence that this is true.
我们要来负责说，我们要来提供耶稣是主的这样的证据。
We look at Esther's time.
当我们来看以斯帖的时代，
The king promotes Haman.
这个当时的王他就来抬举哈曼，
And making him the highest ranking official in the Persian Empire.
使他在波斯帝国中居最高的高位。
And the king ordered all his servants to bow before Haman.
所以王他就来下令使他所有的仆人都要来向跪拜于哈曼。
There is one person who refused to bow to Haman.
但有一个人他不向哈曼跪拜。
He was providing the evidence that Jehovah is Lord.
他就来见证来提供证据说耶和华是主。
He refused to bow.
他拒绝来向哈曼跪拜。
Even at the risk of his own life.
尽管这样的决定会使他的有性命之危。
Because Mordecai knew he was in this battle.
因为莫迪改他知道他在这样的征战里面。
No matter how great the risk for him.
不管这个风险有多大。
He refused to bow.
他拒绝来跪拜。
Mordecai becomes a living evidence that Jehovah is Lord.
所以莫迪改就成为那个活的见证，来见证说耶和华是主。
Day after day, king's servant encouraged Mordecai to change his mind.
每一天，这个王的仆人他都来劝说莫迪改，让他改变主意。
But Mordecai remained steadfast.
但莫迪改他没有动摇。
When Haman learns of Mordecai's refusal, he is filled with rage.
当哈曼他知道莫迪改的这个选择的时候，他就十分的愤怒。
Instead of simply punishing Mordecai,
他不只是想要来惩罚莫迪改。
He devised a much larger revenge.
他设计了一个这样巨大的报复。
The annihilation of all the Jewish people throughout the Persian Empire.
他要在波斯帝国里面灭绝所有的犹大人。
He grant Haman his signet ring.
这王就把他的戒指给哈曼。
Authorizing the Haman to issue an official decree.
使哈曼他可以来下令。
Send to every province.
这个谕旨就传到了各省当中。
On the 13th day of the 12th month,
在第十二月的十三日，
all Jews, men, women, children are to be killed.
这所有的犹太人就要在那一日，不管是妇女、儿童、男人、女人，他们都要被灭绝。
And their possessions plundered.
他们的财物也要被掠夺。
Had Haman succeeded in this plot,
如果哈曼他的计谋成功了的话，
it would have been not just a tragedy for the Jews,
这不仅是犹大人的一个悲剧，
but also a devastating blow to God's testimony on earth,
也是神他在地上的见证一个巨大的损害。
Brother and sister, it is clear,
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们可以很清楚地看见，
the central spiritual battle for the age is for the testimony of Jesus.
我们能看见说这个中心的属灵征战乃是于关乎耶稣见证的征战。
And you and I, in every day in a small way, we are part of this battle.
我们每一天的生活在尽管在很小处的地方，我们都是在这场征战当中。
In a small way, you and I can provide evidence.
在很小的地方，我们都能够来提供证据的。
Yesterday, we had a memorial service.
昨天我们有一个追思聚会。
I can very confidently say,
我可以很有信心的来说，
a brother's son had provided the evidence.
我们的孙弟兄他有来来做这样的一个见证。
He is the testimony for our Lord Jesus.
他就是我们主耶稣基督的见证。
I believe that everyone who was there will have the same feeling.
我也相信到场的每一个人，他们也有这样同样的感觉。
Let's move on to the second part.
让我们来到第二点。
The greatest obstacle to victory in this battle.
这场征战当中得胜最大的阻拦是什么？
If we ever want to overcome,
如果我们要来得胜的话，
we must understand the obstacle.
我们要来认识到这个有什么阻拦。
If we do not understand the obstacle, then we would never be able to overcome.
如果我们没有认识到这个阻拦的话，我们没有办法得胜。
And we do not even know the cause of our defeat.
我们连我们失败的原因都不知道。
We are often defeated without even knowing the reason.
我们常常失败，但却不知道失败的原因是什么。
Because we do not know the greatest obstacle.
因为我们没有认识到这个阻拦。
But when you read Esther's, it was clear.
但当我们来读以斯帖记的时候，是很清楚的。
Haman was the obstacle.
哈曼是那个阻拦。
It's so clear Haman was the problem.
就我们很清楚地看见说哈曼他是那个问题。
But we don't have Haman here.
但我们在当中是不是没有哈曼呢？
I don't believe anyone here is Haman.
我相信我们在座的没有一个人应该是哈曼吧。
But are we saved because we don't have a Haman in our midst?
但我们没有哈曼在我们当中，我们就安全了吗？
But you have to know who Haman is.
我们要来认识到谁是哈曼。
What is the spiritual meaning of Haman?
这个哈曼他这个人他属灵的意义是什么？
Haman's deep-seated hatred of the Jews is rooted in his ancestry.
哈曼他对犹大人这个深深的恨恶源自于他的先祖。
He was Agagite.
他是一个亚甲族人。
Therefore, he was the descendant of Agag.
所以他是亚甲的后代。
The king of Amalekites.
亚甲是亚玛利人的其中一个王。
The Amalekites were long-standing enemies of Israel.
亚玛利人他们自古以来就是以色列人的仇敌。
After Israel left Egypt and were wandering in the wilderness,
当以色列人他们出了埃及，在旷野里面游荡的时候
，Amalekites attacked them.
亚玛利人就来攻击他们。
Malachi's animosity toward Israel and God's plan continue through their descendants.
所以亚玛利人和以色列之间的这个敌对的关系就一直延续，直到他们的后代。
Haman as a descendant of Agag.
所以哈曼他作为亚甲族人
inherited this spiritual enmity.
他就来继承了这个属灵意义上的这样的一个这个作为以色列人的敌人。
We can trace all the way to Esau.
这样的一个关系一直可以追溯到以扫的时候。
Amalek is the descendant of Esau.
亚玛利其实他是以扫的后代。
So in biblical typology, Esau is the type of the flesh.
在圣经的类型学当中，
预表
当中，以扫它就代表我们的肉体。
So now we know we don't have a Haman here.
所以我们知道说我们当中没有一个哈曼。
But I can tell you, we have many many Hamans in our heart.
但我们心里面有很多个哈曼。
We count how many people in this room.
我们来数一下我们这个会所里面有多少个人。
There are how many Hamans within us?
有多少个人就有多少个哈曼。
Each one of us has a Haman within us.
我们每个人都有一个哈曼在我们里面。
And that is the greatest obstacle to victory.
而这就是我们征战能够得胜最大的一个阻拦。
If you read the Old Testament history,
当我们来读旧约的历史的时候
you look at every single battle,
我们来看每一场征战
then you will find the cause of their defeat is the flesh.
我们能够来看见他们失败的原因常常都是因为他们的肉体。
King David fell,
大卫王他失败
because of the emotion in his flesh.
是因为他肉体里面的情欲。
Ahab failed, King Ahab, 亚哈。
亚哈王他失败。
It's because the mind of his flesh.
而是他哦，是因为他肉体的这个意志。
心思
。
You look at every case, you will find it is something of their flesh.
所以我们来看。每一个征战的时候我们都来看见说他们的失败是因为他肉体里面的东西。
If we do not understand this, we will be defeated and without knowing the reasons.
如果我们不能明白这一点的话我们就常常失败但是却又不知道失败的原因。
The reason is within us.
这个失败的原因常常是因为我们里面的。
That's why it's so difficult.
所以这才如此的这个充满了挑战性。
It's not something outside.
不是因为外面的原因
It is something within us.
是因着我们里面的这个哈曼
Alright, let's go to the most important part now.
所以让我们来到最后最重要的一点
How do we deal with this?
我们如何来面对这样的一个挑战呢
We thank the Lord God rules in the kingdom of man.
我们感谢神因为神他是在人的国当中掌权的
Even there is a Haman in our heart.
尽管哈曼在有一个哈曼在我们里面
But God rules our heart
但神他是在我们心里面掌权的
Now before Haman was elevated God already elevated Esther
在哈曼他被抬举之前神他已经高举了以斯帖
Before Haman was elevated God already provided a potential elevation of Mordecai
而在哈曼他高升之前，神他就已经使那个莫迪改有一个高升的机会。
Therefore, there is a hope because God rule in our heart.
所以我们有这样的一个盼望，因为神他是在我们心里面掌权的。
When the Jews heard about Haman's decree,
当这些犹大人他们听见了哈曼所传的这个谕旨的时候，
they reacted with overwhelming grief and despair.
他们的回应乃是大大的悲哀。
A news spread rapidly throughout the empire.
这样的消息就传遍了通国。
The Jews were filled with the fear and sorrow at the impending threat to their life.
所以这些犹大人他们在他们生命存亡之际就被惧怕和哀伤所充满。
Mordecai tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes.
莫迪改他就撕裂衣服穿麻衣蒙灰尘。
Throughout the empire, Jews joined Mordecai in mourning.
而在波斯帝国整个国家里面的这些犹太人他们也像莫迪改那样。
This intense reaction underscored the gravity of the issues.
所以他们的这个强烈的反应就凸显出这个谕旨它的严重性。
And the Jewish, the entire population of the Jews repent before the Lord.
所以这些犹大人他们就聚集一起来向神悔改。
Repentance is always the beginning of overcoming.
悔改常常是我们得胜的开始。
It doesn't really matter.How much you have failed.
这我们失败了多少次都没有关系。
Enemy want us to look at how bad we were.
这个仇敌常常使我们看见我们自己的失败。
But that's not the most important thing.
但那不是最重要的。
The important thing is repentance.
我们最重要的是我们能够来悔改。
As long as we repent before the Lord.
只要我们可以向神来悔改，
There is a way to overcome.
我们就有得胜的路可以走。
So Mordecai urgently reached out to Esther.
所以莫迪改就在紧急关头来求问以斯帖。
Encourage her to act.
来鼓励她能够做出行动。
He sent a message to Esther to tell her what's going on throughout the empire.
所以莫迪改就传消息给以斯帖，让他知道在这个波斯帝国中所发生的。
At first, Esther hesitated.
一开始，以斯帖他犹豫了。
He reminded, she reminds Mordecai of the strict law.
以斯帖就来提醒莫迪改说，有这样的一个很严格的条例。
No one could approach the king in the inner court.
若一个人没有被蒙召，他是不能擅自入内院见王的。
Violating this law could mean death.
如果来违法这一条法律的话，这就会被致死。
Unless the king extended his golden scepter.
除非王向这个人来伸出他的金杖。
Then Esther pointed out.To Mordecai, he had not been called for 30 days.
以斯帖就跟莫迪改说，他已经三十日没有蒙召进去见王了。
So she feared the risk.
所以以斯帖里面有这样的一个惧怕，他惧怕这样的后果。
This is understandable.
这也是很自然可以理解的。
For Esther faced a challenge of her life.
因为以斯帖在面对他生命里面这样的一个挑战。
On one hand, it's her own death.
一方面是她自己要面临这个死亡的风险。
On the other hand, it's the death of all the Jews.
在另一方面，乃是关乎于所有犹大人的生死存亡。
How will you face?
你要怎么去面对这样的挑战呢？
This is the battle we're talking about.
这是我们所面临的征战。
So what Esther needs to decide at that moment is who is Lord.
所以以斯帖在那样的时候，他要来做出选择，谁是主。
If she knows who is Lord, then she will know what to do.
如果以斯帖他知道谁是主的话，他会知道怎么做的。
Mordecai responded with a powerful message of encouragement and challenge.
所以莫迪改就以一个非常有力量的信息来回应和鼓励以斯帖。
He told her that if she stays silent,
莫迪改告诉她，若此时她闭口不言
，deliverance for the Jews will come from somewhere else.
犹大人必从别处得拯救。
But she and her family might perish.
她，但是她和她父家却要灭亡。
Mordecai also suggests that Esther's rise to her position.
而莫迪改也来提醒以斯帖为什么他得着现在的位分。
I have been arranged by God for such a time as this.
知道他得王后的位分就是为了现今的机会。
He emphasized that her role could be divinely appointed.
他王后的位分乃是神所命定的。
Urging her to consider thatHer presence in the palace might be part of God's plan.
来提醒以斯帖说，他来思想他在王宫中的这个位分是为着一个更大的计划。
Mordecai was saying, "It is all the doing of the Lord."
莫迪改他就来说，这全都是神的作为。
If not the Lord, you will not be the king.
若不是
not the queen.
若不是主的话，以斯帖他不会成为王后。
Therefore, you are.Queen now, it's God's plan.
因着神的计划，所以以斯帖他得着王后的位分。
For this time,
也是为着现今的机会。
So this message stirred the heart of Esther.
所以这样这个信息就来激动以斯帖的心。
So he asked Mordecai to gather all the Jews in Susa.
所以他就来。告诉莫迪改来招聚苏珊城的所有犹大人。
Fast for her for 3 days and night.
为她禁食三昼三夜。
And she and her maidens would do the same.
而她和她的宫女也要如此禁食。
Fasting day and night means to deny the flesh.
昼夜来禁食就讲到我们要来拒绝我们的肉体。
It was the time for Esther.To align her spirit with God's will.
是这样，以斯帖她可以使她的灵能够与神的灵一起的这个一个时间。
By dedicating the 3 days to fasting.
她用这三天的时间去使她的灵可以与神的灵联合。
He was spiritually preparing for the enormous step of courage and faith.
他要用这样的时间来预备好自己能够迈出这样信心和勇气的一步。
Then he said, I will go to the king.
然后他说，我会违例去见王。
Though it is against the law.
尽管去见王是违反了律法的。
And if I perish, I perish.
我若死就死吧。
So Esther's decision to approach the king,Wasn't just a courageous act.
以斯帖他做这样的决定去违例见王，不仅是一个勇气的一个行为。
It was a conscious decision to lay down her life.
而是他做这样的选择，能够来放下他自己的生命。
A willingness to give up everything, even her own life, for the sake of the people.
他愿意去放下他自己的生命，放下所有，甚至他自己的性命，为着他的子民。
This decision of Esther deal with the Haman within her heart.
而以斯帖所做的这个决定，其实是对付他自己里面的那个哈曼。
There's no other way to address the Haman within our heart.
来对付我们里面这个哈曼没有别的方法。
There is no other way.
没有别的方法。
The only way is to lay down your life.
这唯一的方法就是来放下我们自己的性命。
And Esther never had to fight with the Haman externally.
以斯帖他从来不需要为着来对付外面的那个哈曼。
She only need to deal with the Haman within her.
他只需要来对付他自己里面的哈曼。
The Haman within Our heart is as powerful as Haman outside.
我们里面的这个哈曼，他其实就像外面那个哈曼一样，那样子的有那样子的有能力。
Brothers and sisters, this was the biggest obstacle for us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们征战得胜最大的阻拦。
The cross is the path that Esther must take.
这个十字架是以斯帖他一定要背负的。
She said, "If I perish, I perish."
他说，我若死就死吧。
He's accepting the cross.
他来接受这个十字架。
Brothers and sisters, maybe this is about time that we face this in a serious way.
弟兄姊妹们，可能我们到了这样的时候，我们要来认真的面对这个问题。
We can no longer hesitate.
我们不能再犹豫。
Because we live in a critical time.
因为我们活在这样一个关键的时候。
There's not much time for us.
我们所剩的时间不多了。
We need to provide evidence.
我们需要来提供证据。
But how can we provide evidence? You're not willing to lay down our life.
但若我们不愿意放下我们自己的生命的话，我们怎么可以去做见证呢？
The only way to provide that evidence is laying down our life.
我们来提供见证唯一的方式就是来放下我们自己的生命。
Hesitation will not help.
我们犹豫心持恶意是没有帮助的。
Wavering will not help.
心持恶意是没有帮助的。
Entire population of the Jews could not wait any longer.
这个犹大人他们不能再等了。
Esther must take that step.
以斯帖他一定要迈出那一步。
It's the same in our life.
在我们生命中也是同样的。
Maybe we miss opportunity in the past.
可能我们在过去我们流失了一些机会。
It doesn't really matter.
但没有关系。
We still have the day called today.
我们仍然有今日。
We will still have a challenge this afternoon.
我们今天下午可能还会面对各样的挑战。
Or we will have a challenge the Monday morning.
可能我们在周一早晨我们会面对挑战。
We will face our Haman.
我们要来面对我们自己里面的哈曼。
I can almost guarantee this.
我可以来向你保证。
Every one of us.We'll face our Haman.
我们每一个人都要来面对我们里面的哈曼。
Very soon.
很快就要来面对。
And when you face your Haman,
当你来面对你自己里面的哈曼的时候，
How will you choose?
你会做怎样的选择？
How will you answer that question, who is Lord?
你要怎么来回答那个问题，谁是主？
We make many decisions during the day.
我们一天当中会做许多的决定。
Can you say that this decision can provide evidence that Jesus is Lord in my life?
你可以来说，你做这个决定、这个选择的时候，你是能够来见证说耶稣基督是你的主吗？
If from now on, every time that we have to make a decision, we will consider this.
如果我们从今天开始，我们每次做决定，我们都来思想这个问题的话。
I'm making this decision to provide evidence that Jesus is Lord in my life.
我来做这个决定的时候，我是否来见证说耶稣是我生命中的主呢？
You're willing to do this.
如果你愿意来如此行的话，
You will remove that Haman very quickly.
你很快就来除去你心里面的这个哈曼。
Maybe that the things that you have failed to address over the years can finally be addressed.
可能你在过去这些年所要来对付、来挣扎的这些难处，终于就可以被对付了。
Brother and sister, it has been too long.
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经花了太多的时间了。
I think we have put up on this matter for way too long.
我们在这件事上，我们真的浪费了太多的时间了。
It is time now.
我们现在就是时候，我们要来对付他。
To address the Haman head on.
来对付我们里面的哈曼。
Now during the past 2 years, I often wonder why the people of Israel fail so miserably.
在过去两年，我常常来问说，为什么以色列人他们这样子的失败？
God sent prophet after prophet to speak to them.
神他差遣一个又一个的先知来向他们说话。
God even used their enemies to discipline them.
神甚至用他们的敌人来来管教他们。
Although they experienced revivals from time to time.
可能他们在历史当中有经历过复兴。
But these revivals never lasted.
但这些复兴从来都没有持续。
Ultimately, they were taken captive to Babylon.
最后他们就被掳到了巴比伦。
Through God's hand, they returned to Jerusalem.
但因着神的手，他们可以回到耶路撒冷。
They built a temple.
他们重建了圣殿
，restore the worship，
他们恢复了敬拜
，reconstruct the wall of Jerusalem，
他们也重建了耶路撒冷城的城墙。
When they dedicate the wall of Jerusalem to God，
当他们来城墙落成的时候，他们向神行这个奉献之礼的时候
，the city of Jerusalem was filled with joy，
耶路撒冷城就充满了喜乐
，and the sound of joy could be heard from afar。
而他们欢呼的声音甚至可以传到远处。
I wish the book of Nehemiah could end at chapter 12.
我真是盼望说尼希米记可以停在第十二章。
But it didn't.
但他没有停在那边。
12 years later.
十二年以后。
Well, Nehemiah was not in Jerusalem. They failed again.
当尼希米他不在耶路撒冷的时候，他以色列人又失败了。
So chronologically, the Old Testament ends in defeat.
所以在时间的顺序来说，旧约是停在这个失败里面的。
Why were they unable to obey the law?
为什么以色列人他们没有办法来顺服律法呢？
Because they possessed the knowledge of the truth and never provide evidence to the truth.
因为他们只有这个真理的知识，但他们却没有办法活出这个真理的见证。
The flesh can never be a living testimony of the truth that Jesus is Lord.
这个肉体是不能活出耶稣是主这样的见证的。
They could never become the living testimony of the Lord.
也因此他们没有办法成为耶稣是主这个活的见证。
But we thank the Lord, the Old Testament history did not end with Nehemiah.
但我们感谢神，因为旧约没有停在这个尼希米记的十三章。
But after reading Nehemiah, I think we have two questions.
但当我们读完尼希米记的时候，我们可能有两个问题。
How can God's people overcome Haman?
那神的子民他们如何能够得胜呢？
How can God succeed in his recovery work?
那神如何能够来成就他恢复的工作呢？
Given the weakness of the people.
特别是他的子民如此的软弱。
And the book of Esther provides perfect answers to these two questions.
而以斯帖记却为这两个问题提供了这个完美的答案。
First, God used the cross to confront and conquer the flesh.
首先，神他用十字架来对付，也来战胜肉体。
Through the cross, God released His power for us to overcome.
通过十字架，神的能力就在我们里面，使我们可以来胜过我们的肉体。
It is the cross that revealed God's power over the flesh.
是十字架神的能力才能向我们显明说我们能够胜过肉体。
When Esther saw the king, king extend the golden scepter.
当以斯帖他进去见王的时候，王就向他伸出金杖。
And told her, whatever you want, even half of the kingdom will be yours.
告诉他说 你想要的甚至是国的一半我都可以给你。
You see, through the cross, a tremendous power is released to Esther.
你就看见说借着这个十字架以斯帖就来经历神这巨大的能力。
She can have half of the kingdom.
她可以来承受这国的一半。
She can ask whatever she wants.
她可以来向王问要她所要的。
This is the result of someone taking her cross.
这是一个人愿意来背负他十字架的一个结果。
A tremendous power was released from heaven to her.
这样巨大的一个能力就从天上临到他。
And Haman was no match for that power.
哈曼跟这个能力根本就没有办法相提。
Second, the book of Esther also illustrates that God's purposes will prevail.
第二点，以斯帖记也让我们看见说神的这个目的和他恢复的工作会得胜的。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how weak we are,
弟兄姊妹们，不管我们有多么的软弱，
God is still rule in the kingdom of man.
神仍然在人的国中掌权。
No matter how miserable we are,
不管我们的光景是如何的悲凉，
God's purpose will always prevail.
神的旨意他一定会得胜。
Yesterday, today, forever, He's not changing.
昨日今日直到永远他是不改变的。
Therefore, we pray that all of us will be able to see from Esther the three important lessons.
所以真是盼望我们都能从以斯帖记当中学到这三点重要的。
The central spiritual battle throughout the ages is testimony of the Lord.
所以在贯穿旧约的历史当中的这个属灵的征战乃是关乎于耶稣的见证。
And every one of us is part of that battle.
我们每个人都是在这场征战当中。
And we need to provide evidence that Jesus is Lord.
我们也要来见证说耶稣是主。
The greatest obstacle to victory in this battle is the flesh.
而阻拦这场征战得胜的就是我们的肉体。
And God used the cross to release the power we need to overcome.
而神他就用十字架使他的能力能够临到我们，使我们可以得胜。
If we understand this revelation in Esther, then we can use this revelation to read from Joshua all the way to Nehemiah.
当我们能够明白以斯帖记当中向我们的这个启示，我们就可以领受这个启示，帮助我们来读从约书亚记一直读到尼希米记。
Then the entire Old Testament history will be open to us.
这个旧约的历史就向我们完全的敞开。
May we be encouraged as Esther was.
愿意我们像以斯帖一般被激励。
To take up our cross. And follow him.
能够背起我们的十字架跟随主。
Let's pray.
让我们有一些祷告。
Father, we're so grateful this morning.
天父，我们何等的感谢你。
That you opened this little Esther in front of us.
你向我们来启示在以斯帖中所发生的。
Lord, we pray that you allow us to see what a critical time we live in.
愿意你使我们能够来看见我们所处的这个时代是何等关键的一个时刻。
You have provided such a grace to all of us for such a time as this.
你因着我们所处的这个时代，你给我们这样的恩典。
May you encourage us just like you encourage Esther. Esther.
愿意你激励我们，如同你激励以斯帖一般。
To know that you have given us so much grace for such a time as this.
能够来认识到为着现今的机会你给我们这样大的恩典。
So that we will not hesitate anymore.
所以我们不要再犹豫。
We will not waver anymore.
我们也不要再心迟二意。
We want to provide evidence in our life that Jesus is Lord in my life.
愿意我们的生活能够见证说耶稣是主。
Thank you for this precious time.
我们感谢你这样宝贝的时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿门。